Yes, okay.
That was quick. Let's turn it on. We're on. You want to go?
What's this, Diva's or something?
Diva Abdul.
Diva, Days of Our Lives. Okay, got it.
Good.
Diva of. Yeah. So, how do you like your new little family dynamic with Trip? And it's been kind of a good year for you guys in terms of.
Well, you know,
one kid out,
family.
One kid
families really probably are the core of us and us as people, and we love the Johnson family, and I think it was beyond painful for us to send our son off to prison. But I'm glad that they wrote that story. One, because I love heartfelt conflict and story. That's my favorite thing to do on the show, probably. But and just that they gave him that send off. That it wasn't just that he disappeared. It was that we had to really play it out.
And disappearing never would have worked.
But that they also it was logical. The whole thing was logical.
Right.
That he, I mean, when he actually put the pillow over Ava's head, when we shot those scenes, I was thinking, we have gone too far. Like, how are we ever going to get this back?
Yes.
So it was nice that it's nice that they carried it on, because a lot of times you do stuff and then it's just dropped or they forget about it. But it's nice that it came back and we were actually able to really deal with
and
it.
And him taking responsibility for it and the struggle.
Yeah. And the struggle for us. It was a great conflict for us that I was a mother hen and I was going to protect him at all costs.
And he understood.
And he understood.
That Jeremy needed to do that.
Right. That was just great.
Well done. Well written.
Which tore you two apart.
Yeah.
Then you found your way back to each other.
Well, I think we will. I would hope we would always find our way back.
Yes.
We have that such a strong, loving foundation.
Yes. They always
find our way back.
But it was nice also to actually see a story that had an action of a consequence, because so many times everybody's redeemed.
Right. That was my point.
Right.
That
right.
He did it.
Yeah.
Everybody's killed someone on a show.
Right.
And they always get away with it.
Right.
And when they say, how are you like your character? I go, well, I'll tell you what, how we're not. I've never had anybody in my family, or have I ever been kidnapped, brainwashed, poisoned, you know.
Pushed off a parapet. I always like that one. From General Hospital.
And then I would go back up there. What a fool.
The parapet.
Twice.
I went up there, a year later and actually did get pushed off.
You used to call it what?
Not parapet.
You didn't call it the parapet. Parapet.
I don't know.
That was crazy. You were killed like twice that way, right? Like,
yes. Why would you go back up there? Don't go. I know. Silly.
How's it working with Lucas?
He's awesome. He shows up, knows every word, but you know, it's not like he's ever. He always knows his stuff.
He's prepared. He's got a lot of confidence.
He's from Texas, so he's very polite.
Yeah.
He's like, yes, ma'am.
They call you yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, he's the sweetest.
Yes,
I just love him.
The perfect role character to play your son.
Yes.
Yeah.
As soon as he came on, I was like impressed.
Yeah. He's solid. Yeah, he's very solid.
Yeah. That'll add some dynamic.
Yeah. It'll be good.
Yeah. We got stuff coming.
Yeah.
All right.
With him.
I can't wait to see it.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Not a lot.
Thank you. Appreciate you coming.